All right, I want to talk today about being in the desert. And that's linked to the portion today, Bab Midbar, which means in the desert. And actually, in the English, this book that we've just begun in the Torah is known as Numbers, which actually comes from the Septuagint translation, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Scriptures back in the 3rd century BCE. It called it Numbers in the Greek. But the Hebrew, the way the Hebrew books are arranged is that the first significant Hebrew word in the text determines what the portion is. And so in this case, it's Bamidbar in the desert because it comes from Numbers 1:1, which you'll see here where it says, the Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai. And so in the desert is Bamidbar, which is where the words come from. But it's interesting because the book is really about the desert. The entire Torah, this entire book of Numbers is really about the desert and less so about numbers of counting the census, even as Mimi shared, which is early in the book, but the rest of the book is about being in the desert. And it's interesting because I want us to think, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about desert here today, and I want you to consider what is a desert really like. Of course, we're here in this lush kind of Richmond, Virginia, but of course Stacy and I just arrived back from Israel here in the last few weeks, and the difference in the environment is stark, because our daughter and son-in-law and our new granddaughter live in a settlement outside of Jerusalem known as Ma'ale Adumim, which is on the edge of the Judean desert, heading down to the Dead Sea. And so everything is pretty, except in the spring, everything's pretty brown. And so it's so the desert, really what the desert is there's three factors. One is that a desert is characterized by lack, generally, of anything. Number two is the desert is a lonely place. And number three is that it is lifeless. That's what you find in the desert. But we can also say there's a desert in spiritual life. In other words, we often talk about sometimes going through what's called a desert experience, where we feel that we don't feel close to God for a period of time. We might feel apart from the Lord. Or sometimes we feel that we don't have any direction, or that we're kind of lost. That's often known as a desert spiritually, where we're feeling that. But I would just say this, that in the desert is where major change takes place. And the question is why? Why does change take place in the desert? And the answer is because that which is unnecessary for life is stripped away in the desert. In other words, the facades that we have are no longer valuable in the desert, because in the desert there is a life and death struggle. That's what happens. And strangely, it's in the desert where we meet the Lord. Consider this. Moses, who was in the midst of the royalty of Egypt for a long time, he knew that something was amiss in his own life, but it wasn't until he went into the desert that he actually saw the Lord. In fact, if we remember the story, it's interesting, because Mount Sinai in the scriptures is also called by the Hebrew word Horeb. And the word Horeb means, Mount Horeb means desolate. In other words, it's a desolate place, this mountain in the middle of the desert. And that's where Moses sees the burning bush. He hears from the Lord, and his life is changed forever in the desert. Years later, it's the Israelites who return back. They leave Egypt under Moses' leadership. They return back to this place in the desert, Horeb. And this is where they see God on the mountain. And they are also changed forever. Because from slaves in Egypt, they are transformed into God's chosen people. And it took the desert to get them to that place. That's the idea here. It's interesting that Yeshua also, that he, after his immersion, he goes into the desert, as the scripture says. And he's there alone, and he has nothing. And so the scripture says that, of course, the enemy comes to tempt him. Well, why not? Because it's natural when we feel far from God, when we're all alone, that things aren't going well, that we begin to question, we begin to doubt, and so forth. And maybe there's a better way. Maybe this way won't work. And that's what Yeshua was struggling with, but which of course, he overcame. We have to understand this, that God directed Israel into the desert, and God directed Yeshua into the desert. There's something in the desert that God wants for you and me, because he knows that we need it. He knows we need something that can only be found in the desert. Okay. Think we can take care of that, Jer? All right. Sadly, what happens is that as we grow up, as we get older, we learn how to cope in life. And what we have to do to cope is we often invent facades around ourselves. Sometimes we even create different personalities so that we're able to cope with whatever that we're going through at the given time. But ultimately, these facades and these different personalities are a hindrance to God's purpose in our lives. It's in the desert that the facades are no longer useful, and we need help in the desert, and true help comes from God alone. Hear what the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 41 as he describes a desert experience. He says this, quote, "The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." That's what happens in the desert. This is what the prophet Jeremiah says later on. He says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me, when you seek for me with all of your heart." That's what we find in the desert. You see, the desert causes desperation because it's a life and death struggle. And that's why we're changed. Because suddenly we focus on things that are truly valuable. We no longer have the distractions of life all in and around about us, because that which is really critical is what we have to focus on in the desert. Back in the 1970s, I remember that I went through about 2.5 years in a desert experience, spiritual experience. I knew the Lord, but I didn't feel close to Him at all during that period. In fact, my heart had gotten hardened against the Lord in many ways. In fact, I even thought about giving up for a while, giving up following the Lord. And I reached a place of desperation when I came in the summer of 1977 to a festival about Yeshua. And I've talked about this before, where the speaker got up and challenged the hardness of our hearts. And I realized that this speaker, among the thousands that were there, was speaking to me. And then finally, after his message, a musician got up. And he sang a song based out of Matthew 11:28, which says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And as they were singing that song, I heard it. I heard the call of God, very much like Karen was talking about. I heard the call of God, and the flood of the Lord, the presence of the Lord flooded me completely, and I was changed, and my life direction was set in 1977 all the way up to the present day. Isn't that what Karen's story is about, that we just heard here a few minutes ago? Because in the desert is what leads us to desperation, and then our life is changed, because that is the work of the Lord. It's interesting that after the desert experience, where Yeshua went, when he was in the desert, this is what the scripture says right after he was in the desert in Luke chapter 4. It says this: "Yeshua returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside." You see, Yeshua was transformed in the desert because the power of God swept over him at his time of greatest need, and he went forth to be able to do good and to deliver people who were in need and so forth. You see, deserts are part of our environment. That's the reality. I don't know if you realize this, but 1/3 of the earth's surface is desert. In fact, the deserts are a reality of existence and life. But what's interesting here is that when deserts receive just a little bit of water, the deserts bloom. Because life is ready to spring from the desert. That's what happens. When Israel was in the desert, the very presence of the Lord was with her by a cloud by day and a fire by night. That's the only time in Israel's history where she had that presence, was in the desert, as she walked and wandered through the wilderness as God was directing her steps. Manna came down from heaven in the desert, and God supplied all the needs of the people, their needs for food and so forth, in the desert, both with manna and later with quail. In fact, even when they needed water, God was able to give water from a rock in the desert. Because it's in the desert where miracles occur, where God breaks through into our existence and changes us forever and ever. The deserts are reality of life, and usually they're God-directed. Without them, we will miss out on the most significant things that will ever happen to us. I want to close with this. Are you in a desert today? If you are, don't balk. Seek the Lord. Because Yeshua said, "Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Ask and it shall be given." That's what the Lord wants. You see, deserts are for you and me. They're transformational. And I can guarantee you this, that when you cross over the desert, you're going to be able to look back and to be able to thank God. Honestly, without a desert, there would be no Karen Romer here today. That's the reality. It wouldn't have happened without the desert. Remember, there's an end to every desert, but while you're there, seek Him while He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You so much, Lord, for the reality of Your word, Lord, the reality of Your life in us, Lord. And we know that part of life is walking through the deserts, Lord God, either literally or figuratively, Lord, that there's deserts in life. And Lord, we know that in many ways you direct us into the desert, just like You directed Israel, just like You directed Yeshua, and just like You directed Karen, and just like You've directed many of us, Lord, through the desert, so that You can reveal Yourself in a powerful way. Father, I pray for anybody here right now, Lord God, who is in that place where they realize that there's something amiss. Lord, they're in a desert of sorts, and this is the time to call upon His name. He is there. Yeshua says, "Come unto Me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I pray for anybody in that place right today, right there today, just call upon His name, and He will reveal Himself to you, and He will change you, and He will forgive your sins, and you will be changed forevermore. This is the day to call on His name, oh God. Father, we thank You for all that You've done, the reality of Your word, the reality of Yeshua's life, and the reality of each of our testimonies of going through the deserts. We praise You today, and in Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. And let me close with the Aaronic benediction.